It's Audio Mo 2017, days 15 and 16. Another catch-up today because I've had my editing nose to the grindstone for the last three days on a new project. So I haven't had time to really sit down and do a boo or a mo. But I just thought instead of a rant about politics or a rant about the dreadful conditions that some people are having to live in while rich landlords make a killing, I thought I should be a little more positive today because it's exactly a year since the MP Joe Cox was murdered. And I use the word murdered on purpose. Not killed, she was murdered by a right-wing extremist. Because that's what he was. But the really cool thing, if anything good came out of that, which is very little, but the one good thing that's come out of that is this weekend, there's lots of events to remember Joe Cox, so the Great Get Together, I think it's called. So there are different events all over the country, and I think it's to show some community spirit and to show this quote that Joe always made about "we've more in common," and really that can be seen in Kensington this week. I mean, the local authority of possibly, understandably, but you know, they should have contingency plans, have been a bloody disaster from all accounts. But it's been, you know, local people who've got together and you know, supplied food and clothing and all kinds of things and come together to try and make things a little bit better for these people who are in the worst possible situation you can imagine. You know, can you imagine literally being woken up at 1 o'clock in the morning and, you know, an hour later everything you own is destroyed, you know, apart from the clothes you've got on your back, and you've got no home to go back to. So, you know, I think we are, people say about, you know, oh, there's no community spirit anymore, but there is. Unfortunately, it only comes out when there's a disaster or, you know, something like the terrorist attacks we've had in the last month or so. It's a shame that doesn't happen more often. And then it wouldn't be such a, oh my God, look how those people are reacting, look how wonderful they're being. If that was, you know, default position for us all, we'd be a better world, really, wouldn't we? But, you know, if you can do one kindly thing for someone each day, that's, you know, that's what I try and do. I try and, you know, even if it's just a hello to someone, a smile, or, you know, wishing them a nice day, you know, just, it all helps. It makes the world a better bloody place. So I'm not going to rant anything. I'm not going to go on about anything. I'm just going to say, my thoughts are with Joe's husband and family today. And her life was a light that, you know, people should lead their lives by. So that's it. No laughs today. Bye.